for this opportunity you've given me to preach your word today. You can find your text in 2 Timothy chapter number 3. I don't have the talent of telling jokes like Pastor Stephen, so we'll just get right into it. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and we'll start reading from verse 1. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1, it says, "This also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent fairs, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Gainas and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to preach your word. Father, I just pray that you would just get your message across. Put me on the side there, God, and you take full control. Father, hide me behind your cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here we have the Apostle Paul. As he is writing his letter to his son in the faith, there, Timothy, he starts off this letter alerting Timothy about the occasion that's going to come. He starts off by saying, in the last days, perilous times are going to come. There are going to be some hard times are going to come. Men are going to get worse. Sin is going to be more prevalent. It's going to happen more. Like, as we look out throughout the day, we see that women are wearing less clothes. We see that men are acting, having more characteristics of women. We see all this foolishness that are happening. All the sin is prevalent in today's time. And now it is, here we have the Apostle Paul. He tells young Timothy, in all these things, while all these things are going on, while everything is happening, this is what you need to do. This one thing you need to do, continue in the things which thou hast learned. Amen. And as I look out throughout this crowd, I see my fellow Bible college students. I see men of God that have stood the test of time. And as I stand here, I would like to exhort you. I would like to encourage you that when the times get hard, when the times get tough, even though sin is prevalent today, that we ought to continue in the things which we have learned. Let's continue preaching the gospel, the doctrines that we have learned. Continue preaching about the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, as it was taught in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Continue preaching that there is three gods, but yet one, as we see in 1 John chapter 5, and verse number 7. Let's continue to preach on eternal security, eternal salvation by grace, not that we have to work for. I feel so sorry for the crowd that has left the doctrine that they have learned. They have left everything they have learned to follow after, they have to work salvation, to follow after they have to do their own things. That's why the Bible says Jesus Christ did it all. I like that old song that we used to sing, "I have the victory in Jesus." The victory was not inside Michael, because Michael couldn't keep the law. But the victory was not inside any of us, because we couldn't follow the 633 points of the law. But we had to depend on Jesus, and that victory was in him.
Amen.
Let us stick to the truth. Let us continue down the things which we have learned. I understand. I'm a young person. I have been inside church all of my life. And I have watched countless men that I have looked up to. They have fallen out of the ministry. They have walked with God, but then they have fallen out of the ministry. I think of the Apostle Paul as he wrote inside chapter number 4. He said, Demas has forsaken me. Demas has walked with me. Demas has walked with God, but he has forsaken me, having loved this present world. He left the doctrines of God. He didn't continue in the things which he have learned. So I exhort you, man of God, as you have young men looking up to you, as you have men like myself, young men like myself looking up to you, continue in the things which you have learned. Continue to preach the gospel. Continue to run the buses. Continue to go soul winning. Continue to stick to the hymns. Continue to follow the old paths. We have a lot of people that want to go after the truth. They're after the new things. They want to go after what it seems to be new, trying to go after this charismatic movement. But my Bible tells me in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? Keep soul winning. Keep going knocking on doors, and not that comfort, not that lifestyle evangelism. But you go on your door and you knock on doors. You tell them that there's a Savior that bled and died across you, that there's a Savior that only can save you and not you by yourselves. Not this confrontational soul winning type of thing. And you go up there and you still sing the old hymns of the faith. You still sing Amazing Grace. You still sing To God Be the Glory. You still sing Victory in Jesus. Not the charismatic songs. They ain't gonna do nothing. Let us stand by the way and let us continue down in the things which we have learned.
Amen.
We've seen too many. I've seen too many of the good men. Too many of men that I've looked up to, following after the fame, following after what they want. They want money. They want the crowd. They want the prestige. But they have left the things of what brought them there. They have left the hope, the doctrines of God. They have left everything that they have learned. My college folks, my college people, no matter who has been before us, let us continue down the things which we have learned. Let us, as we sit inside our classes, let us take the memory and take to heart the things which we are learning now. So as we build a work for God, let us go there and let's build a work for God based on the things which we have learned. Hard times are going to come. The world is getting worse and worse. They need men and women who are going to stand for God. We need men and women who are going to preach the gospel. We need men of God who are going to preach the old book. They're going to stand for the King James Bible. They're going to preach about soul winning. They're going to say it's wicked when you dress in modest. That's going to say it's wicked when you don't come to church. And we got to preach what we have learned.
Amen.
Continue thou in the things which we have learned.
Amen.
I've watched friends, men of God, I hold in great esteem. They fall in by the wayside, following after their preacher friends or whatever. I pull them on the side. You would hear, I used to believe this, but now I believe this.
Yeah.
Rather than getting into the old book, rather than following the things which they have learned, they went after men. Like Demas saith, follow after this present world. Let me remind you in the book of 1 John. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. My fellow college students, continue thou in the things which you have learned. Let us stand for the truth. As we go and as we graduate here, it is not the end, but it's just the beginning, because hard times are going to come. It is perilous times, and people are going to withstand us. People are going to withstand us. But let us continue thou in the things which we have learned.
Amen.